The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. This is Burnout, the mind of a student athlete. I'm your host, DJ Pierre, here to give you insight on the tired minds of student athletes from a Division II athlete standpoint.
Good afternoon or good evening, whatever time it is you're listening to this. Welcome back to another episode of Burnout, the mind of a student athlete. I'm here again with
Joe Bergren.
And Joe is another member of the male golf team here at Dominican. And just to kind of start things off and kick us off, give us a little insight on how you got into golf and, you know, why you keep pursuing it.
Well, compared to a lot of other golfers, I actually got into golf pretty late. I played hockey my whole life along with some other sports, but I ended up switching my athletic career after high school. I decided to take a gap year to fully pursue golf for the first time and play competitively down in Southern California. And compared to a lot of other golfers that I played against, that's all they've been doing their whole life. They've had a club in their hand since they were about 5 years old. So during that gap year, I really had to focus and grind and make sure I can compete at the same level, if not even higher. So getting back on the same playing field was definitely a big part of that. And I ended up putting in a lot of work, and I was fortunate enough to get a golf scholarship here at Dominican, and that's where I am now.
So coming from a hockey background, were there any similarities between the games or kind of whole different mojo?
I would say, well, I was a goalie in hockey, so I was technically part of a team in hockey, but per se, you were on your own in that net. So I feel like mentally there are a lot of similarities regarding the situations and the scenarios you play out in your head. But what I found a big difference was in golf, you're thinking about it for a while. You're on the course for 4.5 hours playing a tournament round, and between each shot, you're potentially waiting 20 minutes. And I've had to learn to compartmentalize and really focus on when to turn on the brain and when to turn it off. Hockey, you really don't have time to think. You're all based on reaction. And in golf, you really have to filter your thoughts and make sure that you have the positive mindset and you're letting the good shots go, but not also dwelling on your good shots to really go in with a fresh mindset every time you hit a shot.
Yeah, man, that's kind of intriguing because I know for cross and track, at least, running the 800 is not a long enough time to really think about the race. You think about it before and after, but while you're in the moment, you don't really think about it. But switching across, it's a 5 mile race, and you know that's maximum 30, minimum 25 minutes of time that you have to really think about the race and think about the pain that you know you're feeling. And then just it's an hour warm up, about 30 minute cool down. So you running is a lot of time. And with being on the course 4.5 hours, I can't imagine the type of mental strength and focus it takes. Can you take us through, like, you know, what you do to prepare yourself on the course, whether that's, you know, in a tournament or in practice?
Well, I would say preparation of knowing the golf course you're playing is key. You definitely want to have a plan for every hole, because if you walk into a course blind and you're just trying to hit the shot you think, not that you know, you always want to have all the information with the yardages and just making sure you're playing the percentages is what our team is focused on a lot. You always want to hit to the largest part of the fairway, whether that be a driver or a 4-iron, just to get yourself in play and get a scoring club in your hand. But I feel like from the mental preparation side, it's just finding balance because, as I said earlier, you can't be jacked up or too hyper before you enter a shot because you're excited, because that can lead to a big error, and it's vice versa when you are in a negative mindset and you're sad and you're in an angry state of mind. That can also lead to a lot of mental errors. So I try to pray. I'm a very spiritual person. I'm a Catholic, and praying before the round and just trying to find my sense of trying to center myself is also a very big thing. And I did do that for hockey as well. Hockey was a similar thing of trying to find that balance, but definitely in golf, you really want to have your mind at peace and not really having too many thoughts, because once thoughts start flying in your head about your swing or where you want the ball to go, or if you're overthinking your strategy too much, you want to keep it simple and you just really want to execute when you need to execute.
Yeah, well said. So you mentioned that you are, you know, spiritually religious, and you also mentioned how, you know, you transferred, took a gap year and transferred between sports, which in some people's minds would be entirely different on the spectrum of each other. Can you describe, like, you know, if you have felt it, the kind of maybe lack of confidence or lack of love, you know, because I bet you transitioning sports was pretty tough. Did it ever challenge your mental or spiritual, you know, mind to the game?
No, definitely. Mentally, it really took a lot out of me. I played hockey for over 13 years of my life, and I'm 21 years old now. So when you think about it, almost 2/3 of my life I've spent on the ice. And switching to golf entirely is just a completely different pace. It's obviously a lot slower. It's not reaction-based. You really have to think and use your mental strength. But I was able to take some of that mental strength from hockey and translate to golf, and I'm still working on that because I'm never going to be perfect at that. No one really is in golf, unfortunately. But just to try to apply yourself and do the best you can in those situations is key. What was the other thing you asked?
Just like, you know, because I bet you the transition was hard, like, how did you remain focused and, you know, while in that transition, not to, like, mentally, like, kill your spirit? Because, you know, while you're learning how to hit the club and just different techniques transitioning through the games, like, how did it spiritually test you?
Well, for sure, I'm a very competitive person, and that was a big driving factor. I hate losing, and I know that I was behind the eight ball in golf, obviously. So I would put 10-hour days in during my gap year. It was the only thing I would do all day just to try to get back on the same fundamental base of the golf swing that everyone else has had their whole life. And that was hard. There was a lot of days that I really didn't want to do it, but I was very thankful that I disciplined my mind. I really fortified my mind, and I said, okay, like, even on days that I don't want to do it, even if I put in maybe 60%, it's not even 100% that day, at least I'm still putting that work in, even when my brain doesn't want it. And I was able to have some really nice finishes and great results in that gap year to give myself this opportunity in college. And spiritually, I would say I know that God has a plan for me. Obviously, with playing hockey my whole life and receiving college offers and getting some of those revoked away from me really hurt. And I really had to do a lot of soul searching to find myself and say, what do I actually want to do? But I knew that I wanted to play sports in college. I could not just be someone that just went to class and went to the gym and went back to my room. I wanted to compete at the highest level, and I just know that God has a plan for me.
Yeah, man, still trying to find that soul search for myself. You mentioned that you put in about 10-hour days, roughly, over that gap year. Did you ever feel like you were, you know, burning out, or no, because that sport was so new and so fresh, it just didn't feel like that?
Well, just exactly what you said there, Javi. I was very new to the sport, and I would watch a lot of people around me start to get burnt out because that's all they've been doing their whole life, and they've been losing motivation, they've been losing just the fun in the game. And I feel like coming in with a fresher mindset and not being so burnt out and having a club in my hand for all those years, I really had a perspective of, like, okay, I've played competitive sports my whole life, but golf is new to me, so I really enjoyed that grind and the process. And of course there were lows. It's never going to be sunshine and rainbows, especially when you're trying to compete against some of the best players in the country, and you're going to lose. It's going to suck. I remember my gap year, I choked away a tournament, and I got second place, and when I had a 3-shot lead with 2 holes to play. And I can say that I've gotten better from that experience, and I've learned. So next time I'm in that position, I'll do better. And you really just have to go back. You get not all the way back to the drawing board sometimes, but you really have to reevaluate how you were in that mental state and really try to capitalize next time you're in that position.
Man, amazingly put. So can you let us know, like, just how has it been, you know, playing golf collegiately, and do you ever miss, you know, those hockey days back in the day?
Well, it's definitely hard. I feel like compared to my freshman year being a sophomore now, that time management has been a very big improvement from last year. I feel like I've managed my life a lot better, just I've been away from home a lot, but just to balance going to the gym, golf, getting my homework done, going to class, and doing all the things I have to do, spending time with my girlfriend and my friends. And I feel like this year I've found a little zen of just like really time managing well and making sure that I get everything done in a day. And that definitely took a lot of trial and error. And there are some days where it's like, oh, I can't do this and I can't do that. But the other stuff I'm going to do, I'm going to grind as hard as I can and work my butt off to make sure I can get that done. And yeah, with hockey, I obviously miss it. It was such a big part of my life. I lived up in Canada for 2 years playing. I ended up winning a national championship during my time in Oregon. And I have a lot of great memories. And it's just sometimes, as I said earlier, when God closes the door, he opens a window. And that's how I'm trying to look at it now, because I feel like if I dwell on the past and I just like, oh, what, imagine if I did that or if I did that differently, then maybe it would have a different outcome. But I always say that like life is kind of like when you're driving. You can look back in the rearview mirror for a little bit to see what's behind you, but you can't fixate on it. You really have to keep looking forward to make sure that you don't get caught in the past.
Yeah, man. So, you know, just out of curiosity, like, you've obviously, you know, you played hockey when you were a younger kid, so you may not have learned or, you know, taken many life lessons with it as you may have now playing the game. But has golf taught you any life lessons that you'd be shocked by? And, you know, has golf compared any life lessons to hockey when you were little, now that you're all grown up?
I would say golf has taught me patience. And that was a big thing I really had to have during my gap year and still in college, because I still am learning and I was behind the eight ball in so many ways. And I just had to accept that, okay, it's not going to be perfect. You're going to fail. You're going to have tough nights. You're going to have times where you're hitting the ball terrible and you can't make a putt. But golf has really taught me that, and it's taught me in life, that patience is a virtue. And if you don't have patience, you're not really going to go anywhere, because you're just going to be expecting results, but sometimes it takes time. And with hockey, I learned discipline and hard work, and I tried to take both of those things into golf by having a very rigorous schedule to make sure I'm pushing myself, to make sure that I'm not just putting in the work that my coaches want me to do, that I'm doing more and more to try to really elevate my game to the next level.
Yeah, you know, playing at the collegiate level is definitely no joke. For those listening, me and Joe are actually roommates, so, you know, we tell each other the highs and lows all the time. And you know, it's just part of the process. Can you take us through like what gets you through some of the hardest or worst days, whether that's coming back from a bad tournament or just a bad practice?
Well, I would definitely say having a good support system. I'm very blessed, as Javi said, to have amazing roommates, including him, to have people to talk to, and having a wonderful girlfriend to just really let out your thoughts. Because I feel like if you keep your thoughts in after a bad round or a bad experience, it's really just going to dwell, and you're not going to let it out of your system, and that's just going to keep those negative thoughts inside, and I feel like that's very unhealthy. So I feel like if you're listening out there, to find a very good support group, and it could just be one person, it doesn't have to be a group of people, but just people that you can relate to and people that you can talk to. Because I know every athlete has failed, has lost, has not gone up to their expectations the way they want to, but it's really all about the bounce back. And did I play perfect this last fall? No. But I can confidently say that when I did play a poor round, my next round was 8 to 10 shots better, because I can't live with that mindset of defeat, because I am too competitive of a person. So I'm always striving to try to get better, but I really do recommend finding that support group.
Wise words from Joe, as always. And with that being said, that'll be the conclusion of this podcast. Remember, live happy, be healthy, and I'll see you guys in the next podcast.